That ice cream used to call me in the nighttime. I didn't put up no fight. I just yielded. But when I'm in the spirit, I say, I ain't going to be eating no ice cream this time of night. And I said, no, you not have no ice cream now. Come on. But you won't even put up a fight when that, because the flesh had no sense of quitting. None. It will indulge into any and anything that feels good. Anything that feels good to it, no matter how wrong or evil it may be. Isn't that the truth? It don't care how wrong or how evil, it's as long as it feels good. I don't care how wrong or evil it may be. Or what the outcome or the end results is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to the flesh. It is selfish, powerless against sin, and it law. When one is employed into these sins, they don't care who they hurt or how severely. All they are looking for is a self-gratification. Does that sound like the flesh? That sounds like a person after the flesh. You got to take charge. If you want your life to mean something, you got to take charge in those areas. Huh? I said, you got to take charge. You have to take charge. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Now, I'm just stopping. I ain't finished. It's just time out. We pause for station identification to give them so they can run the commercial about next Sunday. Hallelujah. And next Sunday we be what? First Sunday in 2020. And boy, we going in 2020 with a blast of Holy Ghost. We are going to move in the things of God. Let me tell you one of the things we are going to do. We are going to do it until we learn it. And and I just cut it off this morning, but we're going to talk more about it. I have learned, I have been taught by God, and I have learned it. I saw it. If you never confess it, you'll never possess it. I know you hear what I'm saying, but you don't understand fully what I'm saying. If you want something to become a reality, and I used to ask the Lord, I used to think something, I wouldn't even ask, and I just think, I said, wonder why come that didn't work? I didn't take hold to it with my confession. So you have to confess it to become a reality. Sometimes it may take you 6 months, may take you a year, may take you 2 years, but you don't back down. You just keep saying it. Because that's who you are. God told me who I am, and I need to tell myself every day, that's who I am. That's what I can do. I don't need to let sickness, I don't need to let sin, I don't need to let people, I don't need to let unsaved people, unbelieving people, I don't need to let anyone tell me anything against the word. If they say it, I don't hear it. And I need to say it until it become a reality on the inside of me. And once it become real to me, nobody can take it from me. I walk in it. Once it become real to you, you won't be going around blaming people. You won't be walking around wanting somebody to hand you something. You won't have all that stuff on you. All that stuff come from the devil. All we want to manipulate somebody. All we want to cheat somebody. All we want somebody to feel sorry for you. All we want somebody make somebody think that everybody doing you wrong. And you know people do you wrong, but I don't get caught up in that. If I got caught up in what people said about me, I would have dug the hole and buried my own self. But I don't care what you say. You know, the only somebody I care that I'm concerned about what they think about me, my Father God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what you think about my preaching, I don't care, as long as I know I'm doing what he said. Now, whether you think it's good or not, I bet you better be listening. Whether you think so or not, But brother, sister, you can turn your nose up and walk out the door if you want to. Them nose is going to get you in trouble. And that's not to be offensive to anybody. I'm just talking about how God loves you. And listen to this. God loves you. And you know what? I found out he did not come to condemn me. And oh my God, I had so many days I lived and I wouldn't go to him and pray because I felt condemned. I wouldn't go in the presence of God because I felt condemned. I done messed up. I did this. And he just waited for me to come. I found out that devil was doing that. He was accusing me. He did not come send Jesus to condemn me. He won't ever condemn you. But he'll sure judge you. He will sure judge. If you don't judge yourself, he's going to make sure, because he's a just God. He has to because he's just. But he's not going to condemn you. He sent Jesus to justify you. What did that song, what's his name saying? Right, dying he buried. And then carried my sin far away. Rising he justified, freed me forever. We don't even believe them words. And then the same fella turned around and said, just an old sinner, fall, saved by grace. Boy, we need to get straightened out. I know, I ain't no old sinner. You ain't going to put that on me. I'm a new creature. Rising, he justified me. And I'm telling you, he did. And when he rose, he justified me. Freed me forever. And who like it or don't like it, I'm still free. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Say this with me. I am free. So flesh, shut up. I'm free. How can you say that God said so? Say it to yourself. God told me. In his word. He told me. I'm free. I'm not guilty. The verdict is not guilty. So don't let nobody put any guilt on you. You walk out the door, but have enough Holy Ghost guts in you to get this word and get in there and find out who you are so you can act like who you are. And stop acting like something that you're not. All it's going to do is bring more condemnation in your life, and every time you try to fix it, it's going to get worse and worse. And you're going to have to fall in love with this word, because this is where your life is at. And take time. And you got all these gadgets, all these things, they are not life. God is the only source of life. He's the only real God to be worshiped. All the other things are tools to be used in a proper order to make you, to get you from one place to the other. But God is the only one that's going to cause you to excel and become all that he created you to be. And if you're not born again, you're just shucking and jiving, God loves you, you need to come to Jesus right now. If anything is holding you, I break the power of the devil right now off your life. And I command him in the name of Jesus to turn you loose. Hallelujah. Whatever that thing Satan trying to condemn you over and tell you you've done too much, you can't be free, I free you today to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.